You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago is on the phone line with us to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Start here in the Midwest for me, please. Mike, it's been a beautiful couple of days. Can we expect more of the same?
Well, it depends on where you're located. Parts of Illinois don't have the best of rain chances over the next several days. It will turn unseasonably cool from Illinois and east and really across all corn and soybean areas, beginning as early as tomorrow, but more so Saturday and Sunday. So temperatures will remain far below average over the next several days. But in the transition to that cooler pattern, we do have some thunderstorm chances to the west, off in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Minnesota, and parts of South Dakota. That's a very important issue because parts of this region have been unseasonably dry over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and even extending beyond that now into the latter part of June. So we need to see some big rains verify for that part of the Corn Belt. The way it looks now, there will be several thunderstorm clusters in that region over the next 12 to 18 hours. So we think there will be a little bit of rain to help improve conditions there. But the real good chances for rain, or at least the better chances for rain, hold off until about Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. We'll transition back into a seasonably warmer pattern with high temperatures in the 80s and lows in the 60s, as opposed to 70s and 50s that we'll see over the next few days. And that warmer pattern will allow energy to move closer to the Corn Belt, which would ultimately result in better thunderstorm chances.
And when that energy comes in, better means 10, 15, 20% coverage, or something a bit better than that even?
No, we would think higher than that. We would think in the range of 50 to 75% coverage. The southwest two-thirds of corn and soybeans would have the best chance for near or above average rainfall. Chances would be a little bit lower as you head north and east from Illinois. But keep in mind that parts of Ohio really don't need any more rain. Parts of Indiana are wet. It's really the areas from central Illinois and west that need the most rain. So we're kind of looking at a pretty good setup potentially, with the dry areas getting wetter and the wetter areas staying a little drier.
And if you turn your attention to other parts of the planet, which areas of the world are you watching?
Well, the main one at this time of year is China, just because their corn and soybeans are going through similar phases of development as to ours. And they've been very wet over the last month, and that pattern's going to continue for a while longer. So dryness will not be an issue for corn and soybeans in China. Wetness could be a bit of an issue, but it's real hard to figure out with the limited amount of data that we have available to analyze. But that's probably the main area that we're keeping an eye on. Otherwise, parts of southern Europe are going to be fairly hot over the next several days. That's a bit of a potential problem for corn in Italy and Spain, but a relatively minor issue, especially with other areas of Europe looking seasonable to cool and most having been fairly wet over the last 1 to 2 months.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Thursday afternoon. You have a great day. I'm Todd Gleason.